Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast.
Today's topic, we're going to talk about This Time Tomorrow by Emma Straub.
This book is something that we decided on after looking at the 2022 Goodreads nominated Best Reads of 2022. Oh, yeah.
Because we were trying to think of books that we should read. So in case you didn't know, this book is about a woman who's just turning 40, and her father is sick, and she discovers that she can go back in time to her 16th birthday when her father is healthy and well, and it's about sort of the consequences of those actions.
Yeah, and it's a great book. So now I'm excited to hear your thoughts, Haley, and
the rating?
Yes.
Okay. I'm still undecided, but I thought about it today, and I think this is what I'm going to go with.
All right.
Okay.
My countdown?
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
4.5 stars. Dang. We are usually really close. I feel like lately we've been a little bit off.
Yeah, yeah. The whole thing that I was thinking about is that, you know, for Verity, you chose 5 stars because of, like, the writing mm-hmm. and stuff. And so for this one, I was, like, leaning towards 5 because I would buy it.
Mm.
I liked it just for sort of the story that it's telling. So I guess, like, in that sense is why I went. I was, like, undecided between 4 and 5 because I didn't really think it was 5. But I was, like, I would read it again maybe later in life. But I actually liked it.
Yeah.
And you just thought it was mediocre?
I liked the message of the story, but I think the writing style wasn't for me.
Okay, yeah. To be honest, I did glaze over
things. I glazed so much.
Yeah, for me, it was good, the concept.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily. Because she, like, described so many things that I felt were irrelevant.
And do you know why she bolded some words?
Like, do you have the book with you?
I don't, unfortunately.
Okay, then I don't know. I'm not sure it was bolded online.
Well, some of the words were bolded and I didn't know, like, the purpose of it. And so, if anyone who has read this book, please let me know. Because I was a little bit confused. But I think also, in a way, I kind of felt like, oh, was that on purpose for this book? Or maybe it was, like, her writing style? Or maybe it was just my version. Because I had a specifically, like, large print version. So maybe it was that. But regardless, I do think I gave it 3 stars because I did way too much scanning. Way too much glazing over, like, explanations because I wanted... I'm more of a, like, get-to-the-point kind of reader.
But for me, I don't I mean, it really depends because sometimes it does really take away from the story, I feel like. But a lot of times I feel like that's a lot of books, so I just, like, ignore it.
Okay.
Anyways, like, I don't necessarily put it into my rating unless it's, like, so much so that I don't want to keep reading.
Mm, I see it.
But I see what you're saying because, yes, I definitely was like,
Yeah. Have you read the book, The Midnight Library?
Mm-mm.
And so I do feel like the concept is very similar in that you have an opportunity to go back in time. Actually, it's not similar in that. Okay, so the point is The Midnight Library focuses on, like, different paths that you can live, not necessarily going back in time where this book is about going back in time.
Yeah.
But I do think it's similar that the consequences of whatever she does in the past affects her future and in a way that is a different
path. I mean, it's definitely, I just love, like, there are so many books that have different, and even, like, movies and things like that, that have a different perspective on what happens. And I thought it was cool that she kind of brought that into the story. Like, she talked about Back to the Future, which is, mm-hmm. like, a key one. But even then, I think it's interesting because I feel like a lot of book talk books, or maybe not even a lot of them, but I just went to Barnes & Noble and I bought some, and, like, 2 of the books I bought are about, like, going back in time or whatever.
Oh.
And I'm, like, and so reading this one, when I read the synopsis, I was like, oh, okay, interesting. It's just, like, pretty similar. Like, if you guys have heard of Before the Coffee Gets Cold, have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
that it's apparently, like, it's, I haven't read it yet, but it's about that, like, you can go back in time and you can talk to someone until, like, your coffee gets cold.
Oh, apparently, that's cool. Something
like
that.
But it is, like, you get to, like, talk, so it's, like, different, but it's similar in the sense that you go back to time and then, like, in this one, she creates a different time. Okay, but here's the thing, because the whole time when I'm reading this, have you seen the movie About Time?
No.
It's with, like, Rachel McAdams. It is, my dad and I, we love that movie. It's so good, but it's actually a very similar, very, very similar. So the whole time I'm reading this,
yeah,
it's like, I feel like I'm, like, just reading the book version of that, because it's, like, it's not exactly, obviously, because she can only go back to one period of time, mm-hmm. or the same day or whatever, but, like, her future changes, and so this, I can't believe you've never seen it. You should watch it. It's a good one.
Okay, I'll add it to my list.
It's about this guy and his family, and all the guys can travel back in time. And they can go anywhere they want. They just have to think about when they want to do it. And so, the first time he did it, he went back and it changed his future, you know? And mm-hmm. he's like, oh, this is so good. And then he kept doing it after he had kids.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went back to the future, their kids were different. And so, like, for that, it was more, like, critical to him that he was like, oh my god, my kids are just gone. Like, they're different kids now.
Oh, wow.
And so for her, she didn't really care about that at all. Which is, like, so it's, like, different in that sense that he cares about the family and you get more of, like, his life story versus hers was basically, like, she was trying to go back to save her dad.
Yeah.
So you kind of, I was like, oh, okay, you kind of miss, like, it's not really, like, a love story
mm-hmm.
as much as it is, like, her trying to save her dad, which mm-hmm. I thought was, like, oh. You know?
Yeah.
Kind of heartfelt.
Yeah, and a lot of books, like, that I've read, they haven't really focused a lot on, like, the parent and child relationship.
Yeah.
And so I really liked reading that in this book, where it was really refreshing, and it made me cry a lot.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh!
Just because, like, the way she describes when she first goes back in time, right, and then she experiences, like, going to the museum with her dad, and, like, she just, like, can't believe that he's so young and so healthy, and she's trying to appreciate every single moment, because she doesn't know at that first time going back that is it going to end anytime soon? And so it made me, like, super emotional. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, when we're, like, growing up, like, our parents are also growing up. So I think, like, as I'm, like, reading that, I have, like, a strong connection to how I can relate to it in real life. Like, you know.
I'm surprised you only gave it 3 stars then. Because that's what, like, really put it, yeah, I totally agree. And I feel like that's what made it the better book for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, the whole first half, I don't think I would read again, but I would read the second half in a heartbeat, and especially if my dad, you know, gets sick, hopefully not anytime soon, but I was like, I went downstairs and I talked to my dad, I was like, Dad, I'm reading this book, and it's like, it really hits home, because yeah, you don't realize how old your parents are until, like, I'm like, if I could go back to when my dad was 40, I'd be like, wow, you're so lively. I was like, and you don't realize how old they are until you see them in the past. And I was like, and I'll never get to see that. And that made me sad.
Yeah, and I think going back to that where you're like, oh, why I rated it, like, a little lower.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because, maybe because of how I'm not able to go back in the past. Like, she was able
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
And that kind of allowed her to heal.
Yeah.
And as a reader, I feel like we kind of wanted to be able to, like, take away something. And even though it's, like, on the surface level, it's like, oh, just appreciate the time you have now and, like, be present in the moment. But for her, she got to go back in time many times, you know, and, like, relive all of that. And I feel like for her, that gave her that, like, extra sense of, like, I get to experience these things and I can kind of, I guess, like, move forward. And so I think, like, that was why I was like, oh, that, like, fantasy element of it kind of took away from, like, the connection that I had, where I was like, well, I can't go back in time, and, like, I wish I could. And so, yeah, that was, like, what added on top of, like, I couldn't really flow with the writing style. It was just that part about it.
So you didn't like that it was more fantasy than it was, like, a real...
I think because, like, I couldn't, like, choose one. You know, like, for me, I kind of jump right in. And I'm just like, okay, well, this was, like, very, like, realistic, like, the themes were.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of, like, remembering, like, oh, wait, she's, like, going back in time, so it's not, like, real.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe I'm kind of, like, looking to something that, for the book, if the author was somehow able to make it where... I guess, like, the author kind of did, like, at the end, where no matter how many times she went back, it doesn't matter, she couldn't save her dad.
Yeah.
But at the end, she did get to go back, like, one last time and, like, have that, like, final memory. And I think it's just, like, that fact that, like, we can't do that.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, it's not really something, like, I can take away from.
Well, for me, the takeaway was more, like, that even the amount of times that she went back, and especially, like, after the first time, she realized that the life that she thought she wanted mm-hmm. was not the life that she wanted. So for me, it's like, you can't go back and change it, so really, what's the point? And so I feel like it was very validating for her to be like, I was able to go back, and I changed my life into this life that she thought that she wanted. She was mm-hmm. married to the guy, she had kids, and she realized it was empty anyways, mm-hmm. and she realized that's not really what I want. And I was like, oh yeah, you know, because, so for me, that was more my takeaway, is that you should just, like, live how you want to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not really think about the other options, because as much as there are other options, it might not be what you want until you're in it and you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's when you would have to change your life.
Yeah. I think also talking about, like, the different time travels and all of that, like, when they brought up, when she met, like, his friends, I think I got, like, really confused when they were talking about, like, different theories.
Oh, yeah.
About time travel. I'm like, oh, no, this is, like, really confusing.
I glossed over that.
Yeah, so I found myself, like, glossing over that. So, like, I, like, looking back, I'm like, I don't know, like, if I got everything from the book. Where I felt like, oh, yeah, like, the main messages, I kind of, like, were really good.
Yeah.
But I think that... Yeah, I think definitely the writing style just, like, messed it up for me. I was like, oh, I just, like, scanned too much of the book. But it was a good book. I liked the relationship with her father. I liked her relationship with her friend.
Yes. I loved that. I was like, oh my gosh, they're friends all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one timeline where she almost thought that they weren't friends. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh no. But then they were friends and it was okay.
Yeah. And I was glad for her to have, like, some consistencies no matter which path mm-hmm. that she ended up being on. And I really liked how they described it as, like, something really big needs to happen for a big shift in your life. Like, something big needs to happen in the past to affect, like, the future. I think, like, they described it like a train on the track or car or something like that.
Yeah.
So then even if it, like, a small thing changes, it's not going to be that big of an impact on the rest of your life, which I thought was really interesting.
I mean, I liked that she ultimately didn't choose the path that was the biggest change for her. You know, like, she wasn't married to that guy, and mm-hmm. she kind of thing. So that's kind of what I liked about it, is that she didn't, like, it wasn't this huge, like, oh, I'm going to be rich and I'm going to, like, change everything about my life. You know, I feel like if it went that way, I wouldn't like it as much, because it's like, oh, okay, yeah, like, we can't do that.
Yeah.
But she kind of went with somewhere, you know, like, her dad had, like, a significant other,
mm-hmm.
and she was, like, pretty content with her life, you know? So I liked that message.
Did you like how her dad knew?
Yes. I think that's also what made it way better, is that he's like, oh, yeah, I've done this before, and she's like, wow. Yeah, and he, like, just kept it a secret. But it was sad that they were like, oh, ultimately that's what potentially killed him. And I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I guess that also, like, went right over my head. Where I'm like, oh my gosh, she writes books about time travel. So, like, that makes sense.
But he wrote it after he figured out he could time travel. I mean, he wrote it before he figured out he could time travel, right?
Yeah, but I think it was just more, like, how the author, like, tied everything in.
Oh, yeah.
Where I was like, oh, I should have seen that coming, right? But yeah, that was really cool. And Also, I liked how at the end, when she was asking him, like, why, like, those particular moments that she kept coming back to, and he was, like, talking about how, for him, it was, like, the moment where he felt the most love.
Mm.
And so she kind of, like, reflecting on how, even though, like, when she was, like, 16, she was still, like, figuring out a lot of things, she still had, like, her dad and, like, her best friend, and to be, I guess, like, living a pretty good life, you know? So, I like that a lot, and how they were able to kind of, like, explain things like that.
Yeah.
To make it feel, like, really wholesome. Like, oh!
Yeah. What kind of book is it, though? Like, it's not really romance.
Is it science fiction?
I guess. Like, lifestyle science fiction.
Not, like, space and...
Yeah, like, I don't really know what I would really classify it under. Like,
solid fiction. Yeah. Just fiction.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Did you think about, like, if that happened to you? Was there, like, a moment that you would like to revisit? Like, she went back to, like, high school, her 16th birthday party.
I mean, I guess it's kind of hard because I feel like we're still young ourselves.
Yeah, and she was 40.
Right? Yeah, I feel like when I'm 40, maybe, yes, I would want to go back. But right now, I don't really think of high school as, like, good times necessarily. So, like, yes, they're good times, but, like, not what I would want to go back. You know, when she talks about being a 40-year-old in a 16-year-old body,
mm-hmm.
that, like, you're sort of living together, and the insecurities that come from being 16, but, like, knowing your worth at 40, I was like, that's pretty interesting, because when I think about my high school days, I was, like, pretty shy, mm-hmm. like, more shy than I am now, and insecure and things like that. I'm like, I don't really want to go back to that, but it would be very interesting, because what you remember is different than what you, like, would experience. Yeah, but I'm like, the other thing is that, you know, the thing that really got me was that she goes back in time, you know, and then when she goes back to the future and her life is different, and she's trying to piece together her life, she was having a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so does it feel like you've lived that life? Or does it not feel like you've lived it at all? Because then I'm like, then you're missing out on a good chunk of your life, I feel like.
Yeah.
So I thought that concept was kind of weird, that she didn't really remember things. You know?
Yeah, I was confused about that, too. Yeah. That first time when she came back.
Yeah, that she was like, oh, I don't really know. And she couldn't remember if she, like, worked at the school.
Right.
And I was like, I feel like you should know that if you're, like, coming back. Like, you should come back to your 40-year-old self and be able to, like, piece it together. But she wasn't.
So in a way, that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Like, every time, because she jumped a lot.
Yes. So and I was like, so, but I'm like, all of these lives you haven't really lived. And so then her new life that she's now in,
mm-hmm.
like, does she remember? I don't know. It's just, I thought that, I didn't like that part.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I do remember skimming over that, because that part where, what's his name? Was it, like, Tommy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was, like, looking for her. She was like, wait, what do I do? She goes to, like, a fortune teller or something.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I have so many questions.
She just, like, leaves her 40th birthday. I was like, okay.
I agree with you. We haven't lived very long to be able to think back. But even, like, trying to remember exactly, like, what my experience was in high school, it's also, like, it wasn't, like, bad.
Yeah.
I felt like it was, like, a solid high school experience. So.
So you would, do you have a time that you would want to go back to?
I don't think so. In a way, like you said earlier, I do try to, like, live my life with, like, not having any regrets. And so, I feel like going back and just, like, the idea of, like, experiencing it again, or all of those, like, happy moments that we have,
mm-hmm.
even though it would be really good, it would be, in a way, like, affecting what the memory was. Like, you're making, like, a new memory of your old memory.
Yeah, and especially because she was, like, you don't live the exact same day. So yeah. It would change it no matter what. I think I would be really scared if I could find out I could time travel, because I wouldn't really want to change anything, especially because you don't remember when you come back.
Anyways. Yeah, and kind of, she kind of touched on that when, remember she took that photo booth photo with Sam, and she was like, it doesn't look exactly like it was, but it's good enough, mm-hmm. you know? And that's kind of like that little thing where it's like, that moment is only one time, actually. And so, yeah, I wouldn't. There's no time. I would want to go back. But I did see a quote in the book that I wrote down.
Ooh.
That I thought was really interesting that I wanted to ask you about. I think this is during her first time travel back. And she's enjoying her time with her dad, and she's realizing how she doesn't really have, like, a concept of time as a child. And the quote goes, "The problem with adulthood was everything came with a timer." And I feel like that's so, like, relevant to my life right now, where I feel like we have work, and we have, like, all these things that, like, we want to do, but everything has to be squeezed into, like, a schedule, you know? When we want to, like, hang out or talk, we have to, like, check our calendars and then, you know, make sure everything is, there's time for everyone and everything that you want to do in your life. Whereas, like, when you're a kid, you're just kind of, like, going with the flow. There's no, like, schedule in your head. And it kind of, like, makes me realize that, like, that's why being a kid is, like, so fun. Because there's no, like, not just no responsibilities, but, like, no sense of time. You're just, like, going with the flow and having fun. There's no pressure to, like, say you're, like, painting something. You're like, oh, gotta finish this painting by the end of summer. You know, I just feel like when you're looking back, you're just, like, having fun. And you're not really focused on, like, time itself. So I thought that was really cool. Do you feel that now very much? Like your life, everything now is, like, on a timer as opposed to before?
I think it's different for me. Because when I think about childhood, it's not necessarily about a timer, but it's more like, I feel like when you're a kid, your life is on a schedule.
Mm.
And so for that, I'm like, I guess it's more of a timer. But I'm thinking of it differently than you are. Like mm-hmm. because it's first grade, second grade, third mm-hmm. grade. Like you, and then it's like college. But now for me, now it's like not on a timer because it's endless.
Mm.
And so, I don't want to get too off topic. But in the sense that I'm sort of having a crisis, because we're gonna be working forever now.
Yes.
And it is just, the possibilities are endless.
They are.
And that's just because I'm like, when you're a kid, your life is very much like, this is how it's supposed to go. And mm-hmm. you're like, oh, okay. And then you just follow that. But it's like, yes, within that, you have time.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like it's forever. But now it's forever, and I feel like I don't have time. Because you, as a kid, you can do anything with your time. Yes. Mm. Without a timer.
Yeah.
But now, you have a timer. With all this time. Is that coming across? No?
I'm confused. Wait, okay, elaborate. Let's back up. So, now, you feel like the possibilities are endless, and they're is a timer. There was more structure for when you were a kid.
Yes.
Now there's no structure.
Yeah. And now I have to make the choices myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I have to make the choices myself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Knowing me, I don't make any choices. So it's just like forever. But you know the timer is going off.
Mm-hmm.
Is the thing. So for me, it's like a 60-year timer.
I see.
Whereas, like, when you're a kid, you have, like, a year, but you can do whatever you want within that year, mm-hmm. and you're just like, yep, and then to the next one kind of thing. But now it's, like, it's just, like, an endless pit of time. It's too much.
Too much time.
Does that, you don't feel that at all? No, I guess because you pretty much, you, I think that's the difference. You have a schedule.
Maybe that's why. Because, like, I feel like I'm, like, on the timer.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I think that's the difference right there. You literally have a schedule for yourself, and that's why.
And I'm like, there's not enough time. And you're like, there's too much time.
Because I don't have anything. You know, like, you have a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan. Like, you, I don't have that. I just have loose guidelines. At some point, I would like to be married, but you're, like, basically there because you've been dating 5 years. Yeah. So, like, and you're, you know, so, like, you are moving along, and I'm just, like, here, and I think that's the difference. And I'm like, yeah, technically, I would like to be, you know, moving along by 30, but since I'm 25 and there's not really a lot of prospects, I'm like, that's fine, you know, because if I put a, if I put something on it, it's going to stress me out.
Mm-hmm. I see. That makes sense.
Yeah, so I guess, yeah, because I think especially you also have, like, work goals and things like that, like places you want to go, managers you want to supersede kind of thing. I have nothing. There's, like, no, and so I'm just, I was just thinking, because I'm coming up on a year, I'm a few months away. But I know you passed your year. Congratulations. And I've just been thinking, I can't imagine people who work so long at one job. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom worked at this same job her whole career.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that literally sounds like a nightmare. You're just doing the same thing. I haven't even been there a year yet, and I'm ready to leave. I'm like, that's what, this, like, 40 years of working. And it's, and some people do the same thing for 40 years. I don't know.
They must really love it. Like, really love their job. Maybe.
Yeah.
But I think, like, you mentioned it earlier where it's, like, there's all this possibility for you now. And in a way, it's exciting, right? Because now you get to, you have the time to do what you want. As opposed to, like, being a kid and so you're being told, like, this is your schedule. This is your, like, allotted time.
Yeah.
And so I think that even though, like, we both have, like, different styles of, like, approaching our life, I think there's no, like, right or wrong. And we're both, like, navigating it and, like, which I think makes us, like, pretty special, you know, because we're, like, friends. And yeah. We both have different styles.
Yeah, it helps because you help me try to keep my life on track.
Yeah, and I think that, like, you really helped me, like, expand beyond, like, my, like, strict schedule. I'm like, I need to do this, I need to do this, and this. And you're like, hey, Amy, what about a podcast? And I'm like, I don't know if I can, like, have time and all this. And you're just like, we can do a podcast. I'm like, all right.
Remember, this is for fun.
Now, I know. It stops as soon as one of us stops having fun.
Yes, if you start to get really, especially because you're going to go into your busy season.
I know. I was thinking about that, actually, when I got this podcast book and I was writing all things down. But you know what? It's all about planning.
Yes, but also we're flexible here.
Yeah.
So.
We're fun.
No stress. Yeah.
We're fun. But anyways, we're straying off topic.
That's okay. I feel like there's not much to hit on this book.
Yeah. It was a solid book. Solid 3-star for me. But I'm glad we read it together. Yeah. I feel like I might have stopped reading if it wasn't a book that we chose to discuss.
Yeah, I think I'm glad because I don't think I would have picked it up on my own. Mm-hmm. And I also might have stopped reading it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, halfway through. Did you feel like it picked up halfway through, or was all most of the way through just like, I don't want to finish?
Instead of, like, picking up, I felt like it was more like little spurts. Like, I felt like there would be, like, a solid, like, 4 or 5 pages. I'm like, this is really good. And then, bam, flat. And then a little, like, 3 pages where I'm like, She's got a point. Like, this is a good, like, she's getting her message across, then bam, flat. So I felt like pieces of the book were good. and it wasn't, like, up or down.
I wonder if I'm more used to, like, skimming in books that I read.
Maybe.
Do you feel like you skim when you read, or is that an exception?
I feel that all my 3-star books are skimming books.
Mm.
Books that are 4 or 5, I don't skim.
Oh.
Fun fact about Amy as a reader. What about you?
I know, I was trying to think. Because I feel like most books I skim. Okay. I would say all books I skim at least a little bit. Any kind of details, I'm sometimes sure I don't read.
I'm sure I skim, like... Okay, 4 or 5-star books, I probably skim, like, 10% of the book.
Okay.
But, like...
Well, 10% seems like a lot.
3%. 3 stars. 3-star books, I probably skim 50% of the book. That's a lot of skimming for my 3-star books.
That's a lot of skimming.
Yeah. 2 stars. I want to give up, but I just, like, keep skimming. 75% skim.
I know. Okay, I was like, I guess. Yes, I get what you're saying, because I definitely skim more on the books that I don't like, trying to just get through it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of how much. I think for this, at least maybe for this book, the parts that I liked were better. I just think, like, this one, it could just be that this one I felt like had a message versus, like, romance books, for example, I'm skimming. Yeah, I read for the romance, and if it's shitty, it's shitty.
Yeah.
And that's that, whereas this one, I'm like, oh, like, I like what it's trying to say.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where it comes into play.
Yeah. I agree. Overall, I really liked the relationships that she's had. That was, like, the... It wasn't a 2-star book because the author wrote the relationships between her and her dad and her friend really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
Yeah.
Characters. Saving the book for me.
Yeah, because I'm thinking... I definitely skimmed just, like, full paragraphs and just hopped to the next one because I knew it was just details.
Yes.
But it didn't detract from the book, which I feel like was good. Because I'm like, yes, I finished this book really quickly, and I thought it was because I really liked it, but maybe it's because I was skimming a lot.
Yeah, just the author's style, I think.
Yeah, because I was comparing it...
To your movie?
No, to Taylor Jenkins Reid.
Oh.
You know, my classic comparison, just to all of loves? Them.
Oh.
That I feel like she describes things that I also just skim it.
Mm. You know... For a second, I got confused with One True Loves with Love in Other Words. I was like, wait, which book are we showing? Yes. Anyways, that was not relevant, but I just thought about that.
The funny thing is because I think of Love in Other Words all the time.
Yeah?
I think about it and I can't really remember it. I only remember the ending and I was like, oh, I really like the ending. But I'm like, I don't really think I liked the book. I just liked the ending where he, like, picked her over his girlfriend.
Oh, did he do that in the beginning?
Well, kind of, but we didn't really get the answer until the end.
I see.
Because
it's funny because I didn't like the end of that book. I liked the beginning of the book.
Wait, why? Maybe I don't remember then.
No, I feel like we just have different, like, likes. No, I just didn't...
I remember we talked about it, because we definitely talked about this book, but I don't remember what we said. If we did it for our podcast, we would remember.
Yeah, we would have listened back and remembered. But I don't want to give too much away since this podcast isn't about that.
I feel like I already did because I said the
oh, yeah. Okay, well, spoiler for Love in Other Words from Mamie. I just didn't like how it was revealed that he cheated on her. Well, he didn't really cheat on her. You read the book.
I think I just ignored that because he didn't really, right?
Yeah, but he put himself in the situation.
About this now. Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, that's true. But he ultimately chose her.
So that's what
I feel like pretty quickly.
You felt like that was it.
Yeah.
For me, I'm like, no, it doesn't matter.
I was angry. Yes, I remember we. Yes.
That
I
was remember. Where we
diverged.
Anyways, do you have any further thoughts on this book? Would you like to share? No.
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, me neither.
Okay, yeah. It was pretty, yep. Okay, let's go with our song. Song of the week. Oh, yes. Okay, because I wanted to go with a country one that I... One of my favorite country songs mm-hmm. is Caught Up in the Country by Rodney Atkins. It's really good. And I had a friend who liked country music, and she didn't like the song. Oh. But I really like it.
That's not where I thought you were going with that. All right. Do you think I'll like it?
I mean, it's like poppy, so I want to say yes. Mm-hmm. And I'll go with that. All because right. I don't know who wouldn't. It's so catchy. And it just makes me sing every single time. Okay.
All right. So, I just want to go out here and say it.
It's another BTS song.
We discussed Taylor Swift earlier in our podcast series. And this is the latest update. I do like her Midnight's album. I officially like 95% of the tracks
now. Wow!
So you could see how my music tastes kind of go, you know? At first I would hate the album, and then all of a sudden, bam, I like it. So for people who have not listened to the Taylor Swift Midnight's 3 a.m. edition, the last song that she has is called Dear Reader. And I don't know if it's just because the title and I'm a reader, I feel like really connected to it. But also it doesn't have anything to do with like reading. But I really like the song. I like the bridge of the song. And I recommend it. So there you go. That's all I have for you this week.
Okay, I'll have to listen to it because I feel like...
You didn't listen to the 3 a.m. version, right?
I did. But nothing really caught my ear.
Maybe this one will catch your ear. It's not a poppy song. Okay. I want to say that. It's more like slow.
Okay. I'll have to listen exclusively because you like it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, that's all for this episode.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
We'll see you next time.
Bye! Bye.